On today's MVP Baseball Podcast, we talk about all the latest free agency news in the MLB, and we also talk about all the big trades, including Taillon to the Yankees, Mats to the Blue Jays, and many other things. We also talk about the Hall of Fame voting system, why it is so flawed. But first, without further ado, let's get started.
Oh, don't fucking lecture me, man.
Bro, what are you talking about? Hey, you didn't answer my question.
This is MVP Baseball.
What are we?
Why?
We done.
I'm your host.
What are we doing?
I can't. I'm your host. We're talking about baseball. I mean, is it that fucking hard? I am your host today, and I'm joined by three co-hosts, Tommy, Mason, and Carson, for Whoosh. We'll start the tie on trade. So, I mean, you can go first.
What? I'm here.
Hi.
What are you talking about again?
Fucking Christ.
Let's go first. Let's go. Come on.
Taillon? It's not Taillon. It's Taillon.
The Taillon trade.
Who the F is Taillon?
To the Yankees.
Jesus Christ. Let's go.
Oh, okay, the Adam Ottavino trade?
The Pirates guy.
Oh, James Taillon. What do you call him?
Fucking. Oh my God.
Yeah, Mason's a Neanderthal, just letting everyone know.
What do you say,
So, you're a Neanderthal?
You have ring.
You're like Grug from the Grug.
What?
I mean,
it's not a bad trade. The Yankees. Oh. He left! Okay. It's not a bad trade. Obviously, like three of their best pitchers left, and Tanaka is on the decline, faster than the economy right now, thanks to Joe Biden. What? Oh, so Tanaka's gone too? That's awesome.
He went overseas. Fucked off.
Oh, I just said that. Okay, so
after I said it,
so. Yeah. So yeah, that Yankees starting staff, like who they have now, like nobody.
Got Cole Kluber.
Okay, Corey Kluber's a skeleton, if you remember correctly. James Taillon.
Severino. Davey Garcia.
Severino, Chocorino.
Cameron Brazil. Peter Griffin, a starting pitcher. Montgomery.
Probably not going to re-sign Paxton, but if they do...
Will you quit fucking changing your name, man?
So where is the Yankees, like rotation rank? Like, 15? 10? Barely 10, actually.
I'd say it's, like, top 5, but it's hard to tell because of health, I guess. And, like, yeah,
that's true, because the Yankees... That medical staff is terrible.
Well, it's better than the White Sox rotation.
You think top 5? Top 5.
Don't even deny it.
So, Kluber, you don't know what you're getting.
Okay, Kluber already has injury issues, and you have to deal with the Yankees medical staff, who's infamous for being terrible. Infamous, yeah.
And what the fuck is
I don't know.
I'm saying they're not reaction. Top 5. What does that have to do with the White Sox?
Oh, no. I'm going to go crying now.
All right? Okay, fine. It's not a bad move, but it barely helps at all.
30 seconds talking about baseball so far.
Taillon isn't bad. Oh, he left again.
Yeah.
Okay, Taillon isn't bad, but they can do better. How do you say his name? Taillon?
Wait, what? That's what I
it's Toyan. It's Tanyan. Tanyan.
Tyon.
Tyon.
Yeah, that's how it's pronounced.
Dude. We're not fucking.
I mean, yeah, like Giancarlo Stan. So yeah. If MLB meme bro watches this, first of all, F you, dude. I hate you. And two, your posts are garbage. Learn how to not be sensitive and not kill yourself. Next story. All
right.
James Talley.
Mason Tyon, go on.
Jesus Christ.
He's from Florida.
Well,
I can't do this.
I definitely could have used another rotation arm and.
Wait, his name is Jameson Talley.
Please stop.
Okay.
I can't remember what the return was, but
Jesus Christ.
I don't fucking know. It's a pretty decent pitcher. We'll do the job, definitely.
Probably blow the lead in the first game of the ALDS.
Yeah. I guess that's it.
Okay. So I guess for the Yankees, it's a good trade because Tyon seems like a pretty big breakout candidate to me. Not only because he's on the Pirates, but that's pretty much why, actually, because he's on the Pirates, but.
But next Jared Cole over here.
Well, not a top two pitcher, but he'll break out in a pretty big way, in my opinion. Oof. That is, if he can pitch under pressure, because now he's going to be in. He went from Pittsburgh to a team from a team that no one would watch to a team that is exciting, I guess.
You mean a team that if you mess up one thing, they'll call you the N-word, Yankees fans?
Yeah, I'm pretty.
I'm not wrong.
I read an article saying Sonny Gray despised their pitching coach. Anyways.
Anything else?
It's an even trade. I would say it's a fair trade for both sides. I don't really see a fleece at all. It's just pretty even. Like, unless he does really good, then the Yankees won. But I can't really predict what happens. So. But that's all I have to say.
We'll see. Yeah.
Wow! Excellent, Zayden. Well, you ragged on me, but whatever.
What do you want me to say?
He's all right.
I mean, yeah, he's not like perfect. And he's good for
Can you talk about the recent trade? The one that the Blue Jays got fleeced on?
For anything, did you?
We're going to get to that, all right? We're sticking with the Yankees.
No.
So, fucking got shit for a second. Fuck's so funny.
Okay. Can we talk about how also Hank Aaron died?
Okay, wait. I mean, we got
R.I.P. Hank Aaron, the true home run king. Okay, next story.
All
right. Surprised you didn't say a dick thing about it.
All right, so, Tyon does not make them.
They were in top five rotation in the first place, not even top 10.
Into that talk.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jared Cole and a bunch of unknowns. Yeah. Not a top five rotation. That's ridiculous. Now we're going to talk about.
Actually, there's
Tanaka
no agreement between Japan and them. This should be quite. Although it seems likely.
Time he does.
It's not my fault. Look at stuff.
Okay, Captain Smartass.
Oh.
Mason and I agreed to talk.
Does anyone remember the first episode where Zayden was like, playoff Tanaka, playoff Tanaka, playoff Tanaka?
I'll bet my fucking life that Tanaka goes to Japan right now.
I remember the first two, like the first two episodes, Zayden was like, playoff Tanaka, playoff Tanaka. Okay.
So let's move on. Since we're not going to talk about Tanaka.
So let's do? Japan,
that's neither here nor there. Ottavino.
First you bet 10, first you bet 10K, now you bet your life. Okay. Well, if you lose, the list
Rid of you. Right now, I would. But Ottavino to the Red Sox.
Okay. It's not Ottavino a bad move either. If you look at the advanced stats, Ottavino's not a bad pick for the Red Sox.
He was good in 2019, but not in 2020.
He fell off in 2020, but like half the league fell off in 2020. So who are the Red Sox going to return?
Probably slapdick prospects.
Weren't you dramatic?
I hate it when he says that. Okay. It's just so dumb. They got like Frank German or German. How do you say that? Frank German. That's what they got. Oh, Blake Snell died? Oh, man, that sucks.
Oh, he said it when they traded Fam. He's like, we traded Fam for some slapdick prospects.
Okay. Oh, okay, it's not a bad move. It's not a bad move for the Red Sox, but they probably got to say it again, Mason, about the prospects. Yeah, it's a perfect term. So I think the Yankees got fleeced. Even though we haven't seen the prospects, but whatever.
No,
I mean, the Cubs got fleeced.
Do you think everyone gets fleeced?
Okay, who's going next?
Like 9 million.
Is it like less than 10 million?
How much is Ottavino's contract for?
Is that like 9 million? Some shit. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, go ahead, Mason. For Ottavino, I think it's 9 million he's making.
Ottavino.
The contract?
Ottavino.
It's Ottavino.
If I remember correctly, it was like. It was like, okay, Daroba.
Well, yeah, but you can actually pronounce that. Like, you have, like...
James Tallion.
James Tallywack.
Okay, so Adam Ottavino, his contract's 3 years, $27 million, so... It's somewhere, like, under eight.
Yeah, but Yankees got fleeced.
Yes. Watch Nelson Cruz to the Twins, and the White Sox will get fleeced.
Yeah.
Watch Zayden's. If Nelson Cruz goes to the White Sox, he'll be like, "Oh my God, we got the best player in the league right now." Because you're a cuck.
Why are we talking about fucking Nelson Cruz?
I don't know. One's worse than the other. I don't know what it is.
So go ahead, Mason.
Okay.
Okay, Mason.
God damn it. Ottavino.
Can we talk about Ottavino, please?
A good reliever. God damn it. Okay, he's... I'm cunt. Anyway, good reliever, good pickup for the Sox.
Shut the fuck up.
Good reliever. Can I please talk? He's a good reliever. Okay, you heard the first part, I'm sure by now. Anyways.
What are you doing?
Okay, I'm done. Just fucking move on.
All right, I'll go.
He's a good reliever.
Yeah. First off, I think right, Carson, I feel bad for Ottavino because he grew up a Yankees fan in the Bronx, New York. whatever you pronounce his name.
It's Ottavino.
He grew up a Yankees fan in New York. Now he has to play for their biggest rival.
Yeah.
But anyways, I guess it's a good pickup for the Red Sox, even though I thought their goal was to shed salary, not add more to it. But I think his best pitch is, like, his sinker. And then doesn't he have, like, that... Is it his sinker that, like, falls off the plate that, like, confuses batters? I read something. He has, like, this pitch that, like, is just so nasty or something. Oh.
He fell off, like, Dallas Keuchel in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I don't really know who won. I would say... I guess the Red Sox won as of now, but it's to me, it's just essentially a salary dump. It's not like a blockbuster trade. That's all I have to say.
I'd agree with that. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't see it from the Red Sox perspective. It's Ottavino. Who really gives a fuck?
What a bunch of garbage, honestly.
Resigning with the Phillies.
Wait, Mason, hold on. Zayden, hold
on. Prediction for JT again?
Zayden, roll it back.
You motherfucker.
Why is that so funny?
God damn it.
What the fuck? All right,
can we move on?
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
So unexpected. Hold up, roll it back. Okay, so we're talking about JT. Okay, remember like 3 months ago where everyone was saying that the Phillies had no money? What happens?
You're not a bigger jinx than Zayden. Don't even try that shit.
Who, me? Yeah.
They re-sign him.
Well, I think they reworked Bryce Harper's contract, so it's now like $15 million per year, but for 20 years now. So Bryce will be playing for like 47. But seriously, where do they get all the money from? That's my question.
I don't know. I feel like they're gonna become the Giants, where they make all these like good signs that like you're like, whoa, this is a good signing. That's a good signing. But then you look like 3 years later, and then you see, oh, they're just a bunch of washed up garbage in the outfield. And okay, but how was that 2018
Giants
season?
Won 3 World Series. But... For 3 World Series?
I mean, it really started to fall apart, like, when the Cubs started to get good, like, around 2014? That's, like, when it started to fall apart.
I mean, they were good last year, the Cubs.
I mean, the Giants. Like, that's when they started to fall apart.
We're not...
Giants?
Yeah, whoever was their old GM was probably really dumb.
Like yeah,
we're not. This isn't a Giants conversation. Yeah, we're talking about the Phillies and JT.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm asking the question again. Carson just said, I don't know. But like, how? Like, are they gonna go bankrupt now? Did they lose like $600 million over the season?
Yeah, because last off season in 2019 to 2020, they signed Wheeler to that 4-year deal, which has
the effing ridiculous contract that he did not deserve the money at the time. No one get mad at me. At the time, he did not deserve that contract.
I said
this is 60 games.
Got overpaid, and everyone called me biased.
Yeah. Okay. So look. Now it's like they're going after the Gregorius, the bare definition of average MLB player. He's so boring. I have nothing funny to say about him except for the funny name.
Didi Gregorius is.
Ted, you got something to say about
him. What?
Well, wait, what'd you always say? Called him the blackest player in baseball.
Yeah, well, I can't say
that. Oh my god!
Josh Hader.
Hey!
God damn it.
I forgot. I missed the joke. I'm going to say, hold up, Zayden, roll that back. Okay.
What are we talking about again?
All right, Mason, go ahead.
JT!
Well,
JT.
I was deceived by a false report. That said,
who was it, by Jeff Passan or John Heyman?
I don't know. It was just someone that said they didn't have enough money to re-sign him.
Passan, sure, was good. Right.
Yeah, I think the whole community thought the same thing too. But I don't know.
What is that one page MLB highlights? Wasn't it him? I think, or was it someone else?
I can't remember.
He's probably like MLB the studio, whatever you call it. MLB on TV, or whatever you call it.
Fuck ass.
I accidentally clicked it. Okay. So what now? What, doesn't JT have back problems too?
Who?
We keep going.
JT. Yes, JT real monster, you guys.
Cunt.
Plus, aren't they? I think his value is a bit inflated because they're bringing, like, there's talks of a electronic strike zone, which could like just kill off framing in general.
Yeah, that'd make Grandal the second best, or not even second. He'd be way lower.
Tyler Flowers would be an awful catcher.
Yeah,
that's like the only reason he's relevant.
Grandal would be an average catcher then. I think that might put Contreras as the BCIB.
That might make Contreras actually decent. Top five, maybe?
Here he is, top five.
Better than effing, what's his name again? Yadier Molina. But other than Matt Yadier Molina, who goes next? Who goes next on this BT topic?
Why are we doing catch?
Carson, talk, please. Okay. This is getting boring.
Okay, so I'd say it's like hard. I'm in the middle. Like, it's an overpay, but it's hard to tell how much you should pay for a 30-year-old catcher that's like the second best in baseball.
I mean, he might become another Buster Posey or Joe Mauer situation, maybe.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
God damn it.
Zayden, can you say anything about it?
Okay, but it's a good signing, but it's hard to tell how much more money they're going to have left to spend since they're now paying, what, Wheeler, McCutcheon, Harper, and Real Muto.
They might go after Didi again, so they might overpay for him too.
5 years.
$50 million.
I probably have better.
Hey Jaime, you want to tell everyone Didi's nickname that you gave him?
Oh god.
Didi Gregorius. Oh, that one I can't say that one.
Yeah, it's a Christian podcast. I'm pretty sure the Mets might have a higher winning percentage than Didi Gregorius's hard hit percentage.
Or Gene Segura's hard hit percentage too.
Oh,
they're overpaying for Gene Segura too, aren't they?
Yeah, I think he's
and
on
David
that.
Robertson.
Well, no, he had his option declined a while ago.
He was still overpaid. What he
Marietta
making like,
was over.
Oh shit! What he making like $12 million?
For Arrieta to return to the Cubs.
Yeah, then he'll win a Cy Young.
Yeah, right. Okay, Zayden, can you go now?
Yeah, you can go.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, but at once we... Like,
Carson,
but
did you say Real Muto was going to sign with
because
Mets?
I was kind of... I wanted Springer a ton, so I just wanted someone cheaper.
What the fuck is the beep?
I honestly don't know. I'm fine with that.
Like James McCann?
James McCann. I'm fine with it, but... James McCann stay consistent for a full season.
Well, I mean, yeah. We can make him our backup once our number two, once one of the best catching prospects in baseball comes up.
Mets to trade for Carson Kelly? Question mark.
No.
Okay. I mean, Kelly isn't that he's bad, overrated. But whatever.
What if we trade?
Who said he was amazing you. In the first place?
In 2019, D-backs fans were, like, worshipping him. Like, they were treating you? Him like he's the next coming of Jesus.
Yeah, and Ketel Marte, Zach Gallen.
I was
Christian Walker.
I mean, Zach Gallen seems...
You guys sucked off Walker
said,
hard.
I said Escobar would regress, and I kept saying it over and over again to make that one Orioles fan page mad. And he... yeah, back to GT.
GT? Do you say GT?
JT.
Hold up, roll it back. Okay, I'm not going to do it again. Okay, is that it on the JT story, though?
Don't do it.
Oh, okay.
No, I got one more thing to say. Big Daddy Cohen strikes again.
What, decent nude Sue?
So, congrats to the Mets.
Did he send nude Sue?
What? Help you say?
Dude. Well, so Philly's gonna relocate to become like the Vancouver something because they have no
the
money.
Portland, Oregon, Phillies. I think that would be a perfect location for them.
The Portland Antifa members.
All right, we're gonna Simeon to the Blue Jays. There we go. I think.
I mean, can we talk about how MLB meme bro is like just effing loser?
He obsesses over the whenever a team makes a move to improve, he says they suck. Ha 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 ha! Insert fat guy dancing meme.
Oh my god! Okay, let's get. I'm talking about meme bro. I said that wrong. I mean, what's his name? MLB nerds. That's him. F that guy too. But
recent post.
It's okay.
Yeah, the Austin Hedges hype dude. The hype man.
The hype man. Okay, but Simeon got overpaid. He's not a bad player. Like, definitely not, but it's overpaid. That's what I was to say. But the Blue Jays, who's your old shortstop before? I don't pay attention to that division.
Before Bichette, I think it was Richard Urania, but he's...
Brandon Drury.
So why... Keep going with Bichette, then get Simeon.
I don't know.
Simeon's going to play third, I think.
Oh, yeah, because Vladimir Guerrero is like David
Ospina. They won't trade for Bryant because the Cubs today said they aren't going to trade Bryant unless they get a sweetheart deal.
Bad as fuck.
Which people undermine
the Cubs
values.
Treated Bryant to the...
Vladimir Guerrero, Bo Bichette to the Cubs, question mark?
If the Cubs traded Bryant to the Mets, the Mets would probably trade Familia to you. That's why I stay away from the Mets.
Okay then. So what happened to Vlad? Is he going to first or DH?
I think Rowdy's a DH.
I'll put Vlad at DH because I'm not. Vladimir's defense doesn't look that promising, to be honest. It's overpaying. That's what I have to say. Sorry if I'm stuttering a lot. I'm disabled. That's what you're. Okay, I'm not gonna say. I don't want to bully you, Zayden. Yeah, you're right. Actually, so. It's not a bad move. But hey, the Blue Jays actually might make it to the wild card this year. So I'm gonna give you a couple claps.
What a cunt.
Wait, can we talk about later? Can we talk about how the union, like the whole thing with the DH and the playoffs?
If we have time.
Yeah. Hold up, roll it back.
What are we talking about?
Dude, again? Don't. All right,
Marcus Simeon.
He should have got half of what they paid him.
Simeon.
He is, I'd say he's pretty overrated.
But hey, he was a former athlete.
What you think is, I don't know. You have a shitty opinion on the Athletics, so we aren't even going to go there. Anyway. Yeah.
Me? Okay. That was me, actually.
You want to bitch about the Athletics not spending money or something?
Wait, guys. Just remember that Marcus Simeon is a former White Sox. So is Fernando Tatis.
Anyways, it's just buffering up the infield, I guess.
But go ahead, Mason.
I don't know what else. I think our infield. Would it be? I can't remember all the infields off the top of my head, but would that make them a top 10 infield? Who's their second base? Oh, Biggio.
I mean, like Carson said, that they Simeon might play third. Bo Bichette will play what, short, yeah, maybe?
Biggio second.
Yeah. So Biggio second. And who's first, though? That's the question.
That could possibly be a top 10 infield, maybe. I can't think of all the infields off the top of my head. I don't fucking know.
Remember when the Cubs had a top 10 infielder? And infield?
Yeah, I remember when the entire infield was the starters in the All-Star game.
An All-Star.
The Mets improved their infield in a weird way. They had our second baseman get caught using PEDs, which is good.
Kind of like the deep.
They treated Ahmed Rosario, the dude who can't field the ball, butterfingers, to the Indians. He can go end racism in Ohio.
Who's doing that? Someone's scratching something.
Is it like a marker on paper?
Yeah.
Someone's like,
why is the fucking thing is like that? All the way fucking that much.
Okay, then. Someone talk, please. Can we just talk about Trevor Bauer again?
I haven't gone yet.
Okay.
So, it's an overpay, but I don't know if he's overrated because, like, I haven't heard much people talk about him. It might just be me, but
I've heard a lot. I think he's pretty average as far as WRC plus, WOBA.
Definitely above that. He's better than Didi Gregorius.
Okay.
What? Okay.
Let me take a dive at his stats.
Okay, then
He hasn't. Dude, he's had one season with the WRC plus.
His BB
over.
Percent.
Okay, yeah. Well, who's been praising him in the first place? That's the thing. MLB nerds.
So his BB percent is 10.3%, which is fine. His K percent is 16.8%.
Can I say anything else? That's it?
Jesus Christ. All right, yeah, Simeon is overrated. That is a
Watch
massive
the Blue Jays overpay. Just
since Carson, or Carson?
I'm sorry, you can talk now.
I mean... All right, Simmons to the Twins. I have a feeling this is going to get ugly.
2021 AL Central Sox, champs.
You mean MLB nerds, that effing loser?
He makes TikToks.
Bro, the White Sox are living rent-free in that dude's head.
He put fifth place teams in the White Sox.
Jesus Christ. Bruh. Can we get a bruh sound effects? Let me play that real quick. Okay, keep talking, guys. Keep talking.
He makes TikToks with Juice World over them, which is just baseball stats. Like, and I didn't even watch the full thing. I just like.
I'll talk about Simmons first since nobody else wants to go.
Okay, sorry, that's my computer. Shit. From what I've heard, Simmons is a pretty good defender. But I think that's about it.
He was shit in 2019. He was good in 2018, 106. I think great. But he's great on defense. I'll say that. Don't know. If,
1 year. Uh-huh.
What was his contract?
Like 10 and 15. I thought he got 10 and a half.
It's 10 and a half.
Baseball. Angelton Simmons is a Hall of Famer.
Depends how much you value defense.
Maybe.
I mean, he does make a decent case, but okay, I'll go real quick. It's not a bad signing, like I said. For what's his name? What's his face again?
Yeah,
Seaman. So you can go again, Zayden.
What? I said I like it for them. As much as I hate the Twins, I like
so
it.
So now the Twins have the best shortstop in the AL Central.
Jesus Christ.
No, second best.
Maybe.
No, it's a fact. It's a fact. No, Tim Anderson's a third base shortstop in Chicago. The best shortstop
in the Central was Francisco Lindor.
Okay, the top three shortstops in Chicago are Javier Baez, the guy from Notre Dame, then Tim Anderson.
He's a terrible defender.
What's up with Polanco?
They're going to move him to second base. So what are they going to do with him? Luis Arraez, or however you pronounce his last name, he's going to be like a utility type guy.
I don't like that.
He's a nice contact hitter.
I like Arraez.
And he does well in MLB The Show franchise.
For me, he always does bad for some reason.
Dude. It's always doing amazing for me.
Bad defender. Fuck off.
Holy shit.
120 WRC plus in 2019.
Anything else? That's it.
That's for Polanco.
I'll go.
All right, so Simmons, anybody? Okay.
Go, yeah. Hey, you there?
Okay, I guess he's not gone.
Okay, next story. Can we talk about the Hall of Fame voters, those a-holes over there?
Let me have one more point.
Okay, go ahead.
So Reyes played 92 games in 2019. Obviously, it was brought up. Had a 125 WRC plus, only 92 games, but he's going to be utility. That's fucking stupid. But
he should lead off.
Twins are the Twins.
Yeah.
Since 2018, he has a 7.4, but that's because of his defense.
His deep.
Now he's back.
We talk about this with fucking Ahmed. Like, he can't hit, like, fucking. He couldn't hit a fucking beach ball, but.
Who, Nick Ahmed? He
plays good. Like, defense. He's like. It's like so, Ray or Dorn.
I mean, Simmons is better than Ahmed.
I mean, last 4 years, Simmons does have better stats than Ahmed.
What?
I just said in the last 4 years, Simmons does have better stats defensively than Ahmed.
I thought you said Ahmed has better stats. Yeah, Simmons is better than Ahmed. That's what I just said. That's not even a fucking argument, but you'd probably make it.
I just agreed.
All right, what other shit happened? Oh, yeah, Matt.
Can we talk about the voters? What Cooperstown? What happens?
That's what we're going to talk about at the end.
Can we just talk about right now? F those guys.
Yeah, go really quick.
Okay, I'll say it real quick. Boo just got fleeced. That's all to say. Steven Matz.
Blue Jays got fleeced.
We didn't
let the Cubs.
Oh my god!
He gave up a bunch of slapdick prospects.
Yeah.
Hey Carson, have you heard the music video "Get Metzmerized"?
Dude,
no.
I could play it right now.
You're like this copyrighted asshole.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so
does anybody have anything to say about Matt?
I mean, the Blue Jays were hoping that now Blue Jays fans are like, we got a top 10 pitcher.
Robbie Ray, Steven Matz. That's the
exactly
best, 1-2 punch, and then you got the elite bullpen arm. But anyways, the Blue Jays got fleeced because the fact that they gave up two prospects with some upside for a pitcher that's not even that got non that was almost get, about to get non tendered.
Did anyone see the comments on the Steven Matz video on the Blue Jays page? Everyone was like, "Oh my god, what an amazing trade!"
Watch him get like DFA'd halfway through the season, and Blue Jays fans are gonna be like, "Oh my god, what an amazing move!" All right, but that's all I can say. Mets won the trade. They shed salary. Can't have trash on the team, so. Gotta take out
trash. I mean, you guys have been dealing with that for like the last 20
okay,
years.
Okay, Mr. White Sox fan.
Oh my god.
Okay. We won a World Series in 2005.
Remember in the 2019 season when the White Sox get like Manny Machado's fifth grade math teacher and all his friends, and they were like the front runners to sign him, but then he went to the Padres. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're moving on to the Hall of Fame really quick.
Okay. Wait, let's wait for him to come back because I get so mad.
He's dog
okay,
shit.
Mason, do you have anything to say about Matt?
Yeah, W.
Woo!
Well, am I wrong?
I'm gonna hate you. I mean, God.
No, you're not wrong.
No,
Cubs, no. No, Cubs, no. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? We're all gonna kill our guys today.
All right, shut the fuck up, Jaime.
No Cubs, no. No
fame.
Cubs, no. We traded Darvish and we got Fleet East.
Am I missing any signings?
Well, the Mets made an offer to Trevor Bauer, but I'm not sure if Carson wants to talk about that.
Should we believe that?
Let's talk about how the Mets fans attacked.
Oh yeah, forgot about him.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, to be fair, the Mets made the same offer to him.
Meet the Mets.
Yeah, he's on the team.
What team
worse
is he on? Not
the Mets.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, but they have four good.
They got a good rotation, right? Yeah, but you're still the Mets, so go ahead, Mace.
What?
Jaime.
Mets, Nats, and Phillies fighting for second place.
Brad Hand.
Brad Hand. So he went to the Nationals. Mason on everyone go follow Cubs win right now. This dude a literal civil war down at his page, which is hilarious. It turned to 300 the movies. Anyone remember that?
All
what's
I said
that one,
was
what's
not
that
the
one
Mets.
Page,
like
Mets
what the fuck.
Net. I can't stand that dude. He like he like talks all like whenever the Mets trade for someone, he like always goes, "Ha ha, you got a crappy player," or "Thanks." What? Or like he doesn't like he needs to like chill out. Like I feel like he just doesn't.
Are you talking about Meme Bro again?
Network, that one Mets page.
Oh, that effing loser! F that guy too. I hate everyone on those pages. So, Brett Hand. So I looked at Brett Hand right now. The second article I see is by the New York Post. Mets miss out on reliever Brett Hand. Okay, Brett Hand isn't bad. He's pretty good actually, to be honest. But he went to Nationals, which they're known for choking a lot. So his ERA might raise up to like 6 J.D. probably.
J.D. Davis also has some hits off of him. So.
Whoa.
Well, when you have 4 good hitters, that can't be a good sign.
They got Juan Soto though. He'll carry them definitely.
Yeah. I'll admit they have a good. I like their defensive arrangement in the outfield, I guess, because you have Robles in center. Soto isn't bad.
Yeah, Kyle Schwarber.
Schwarber isn't even that bad. He's average. Defense.
Okay, then. What happens? Yeah, I know that it's a running joke. I'm still waiting for that Kyle Hendricks trade for the Nationals.
Of course.
So where do you see Brett
Nationals in this offseason? 2 of them do it. Like, what the fuck?
In the last like 5 years, Hand had like a FIP under like 3.10, so that's pretty good.
Only thing that concerns me is like I think it was like his fastball velocity that drew teams away from, but I don't get why just one bad thing or would. But
doesn't he have like good like vertical breaking balls? Vertical movement.
Like,
that's what I meant.
Once the podcast is over, I'm gonna have to go look at Baseball Savant and his stats or like his
Savant. It's Savant.
Whatever it is.
Y'all make fun of me. Oh, well, Brad, wait, fun fact, people. Brad Hand was born in Minneapolis, the same city that got destroyed.
Yeah, I think he during the offseason, he lives in Florida, like most players do.
Like Tom Brady.
Why do we give a fuck?
Okay, next. Who's going next? Who's going next? Not really.
All right, anybody got anything to say about Brad Hand? Okay.
Oh my god, what a bunch of garbage, honestly.
All right, I'm going to bed. Good night.
Everyone's mad about this.
For a second. Yeah, we will. We're all going to bitch about it here in a minute. You're going to get your turn. So, how many people...
What was it, 14?
Is it like over
50? The ballot's just completely empty.
Like 14, I think.
What? How many you say?
Mason, say that thing again. The voice chat you left. Like, me know. What, like, what was it again?
Dude, I can't say that. We were talking about showing.
Me know.
It's basically, let me put it like this. It's basically because of everyone that has their own different, I guess, political opinion. That they don't want to vote for just that one person.
Isn't Schilling like conservative too? Like that's why they don't like him either.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. So yeah, John Heyman, go kill yourself, please. First of all,
take that little mask.
You other
take
voters,
that little mask off and actually speak up or whatever. No,
me.
Heyman in his profile picture.
Yeah, so let's get this straight. This is a joke. Curt Schilling deserves to make the Hall of Fame. Oh, I don't agree with your political opinion, so yeah, I'm just not going to let you in. At this point, Schilling says he's going to get off the ballot, and what is he going to let the Veterans Committee like deal with it or something like that?
Yeah,
which I don't blame him because they're an effing joke. They'll Bonds out. We get it, Bonds use steroids, but for the majority of his career, he did not. That's like keeping Joe Mauer out because like the second half of his career wasn't that great.
Todd Helton.
Is that bad comparison?
That was terrible enough.
I mean, but like, what's the reason? Okay. Why didn't they sign the rest of the players? Scott Rolen, Todd Hilton. Yeah. Like they went up a little bit, but not really. Yeah. What? Not really. That's about it. But they're a joke. They always have been a joke. At this point, just change the voting committee for everything. The awards, the Hall of Fame. Just change it. Just change it all because they're a joke.
Mason.
My God.
Wow. Basically, like they were talking about. Wow.
Me no agree with political opinion. Me don't like you.
That voice message I sent about how
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's bullshit. It's bullshit the way they vote. Mike Trout, these players have the fucking stats to get in there, so let them in. Like the ones that didn't cheat, of course.
Tomorrow, Stroud can wear a MAGA shirt or hat, and then it's like, okay, you're banned from the Hall of Fame, basically. I know. Okay. Cancel Trump. Cancel. Yeah, not no, Trump. Trout. Cancel Trout.
Everyone's going to start saying, like, everyone that's not going to be saying.
Because he has a. He's not the best. Because, he has a.
Dominic Smith for MVP. Yeah.
Actually, no. I'm not. I don't want to get too political.
Okay, I know we don't want to get too political, but that's literally all it is, especially for Schilling. It's just politics at this point. So, like, does anyone know about the Veterans Committee? Like, how does that work?
Yeah.
So he's based. So I'm gonna say it again. Schilling said, like, I'm not doing this again. He's just gonna let the Veterans Committee like just bring him in. We get it. Schilling did say dumb things about Muslims.
So when did
but he deserves a Hall of Fame spot.
Did he say that? Like, did he say it like?
Did it like 5 years ago?
5 years ago, like you.
If he said 10 years ago, they would still talk about it.
In like 2009, and yet people would like Google you and stuff, and they would say. Mets bullpen.
Yes, Josh Hader's Twitter account.
Josh
Hader could be the next player of like Mariano Rivera, but he won't get into the Hall of Fame just because people find his Twitter account for tweets he made, what, like in 2011? I mean, yeah, but no, well, he got in unanimously. I think I said it right.
JD Martinez sucks.
Because
there's no
argument for him.
Patrick Corbin.
Yeah, JD Martinez is a conservative too.
I like Corbin, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Corbin is. I mean, I don't know if.
What?
Oh, okay. So I think another reason. Let me stop you guys right there, real quick. So I saw this on Twitter when the attack on the Capitol building happened, whatever you call it. And Schilling went and supported it, and I was like, oh, no, this ain't going to be good. Yeah, he said something. I think I got banned, too.
You shouldn't be. Go ahead. Mason, are you done?
Okay. I don't have anything to say, actually.
Carson.
Yeah,
I kind of just tagged along with other people and said that like mine was pretty much the same, so I can't really. I'm sorry.
They just need to change the voting process or get different voters who aren't biased. Watch they're not gonna let Joey Votto in because he doesn't have 2,000 hits. If he finishes his career without 2,000 hits,
Brandon Nimmo sucks. It's because he's a conservative. He's not a Hall of Famer, but this is kind of just, like, hypothetically. Like, if you're a conservative in general, then they're going to say you suck.
Brandon Nimmo. I didn't hear about him.
They didn't invite Aubrey Huff to the Giants thing because of like it was a like of their World Series team or something.
I mean, we shouldn't use the excuse of like we shouldn't use the excuse of like, oh, they don't like him because he's conservative. But what's happening with Schilling is that's literally what it is. You got anything to say, Zayden?
All right, shut the fuck up. I have a few things to say. So, you should be voted in the Hall
of Fame. Your playability. Doesn't matter if you're race. What?
Not if you're a good person, a bad
person. Look, the character clause is ridiculous. Okay, you have isn't like 10 players or more in the Hall of Fame that were known for saying the N word, like crazy. Ty Cobb.
Well, I heard Schilling had an interview on a podcast that I listened to, and he talked about this one guy who's a pedophile.
Ty Cobb was a racist, and wasn't Ty Cobb also known for like spiking players with his cleats? Gaylord Perry cheated for nearly his whole career, and he's in the Hall of Fame.
All right, so you know
that guy,
Tom Verducci, who is a reporter.
Yeah,
for Fox. Did anybody see his video about the Hall of
Fame? I didn't see it yet, but I know who that is.
And the weight of history is in our hands. The weight of history. So, here's my thing with the Hall of Fame. Can you tell the story of baseball
without not really. Bonds?
Does anybody?
I mean, I used to think he doesn't deserve it, but with the recent like things that have been going on with MLB for like the last like what 10 years, like yeah, he.
My problem is. David Ortiz.
Yeah, he failed like a drug test with Manny Ramirez. Is that his name? Well, the thing is, they'll more likely let Ortiz in is because he has a good relationship with the voters, the media. Exactly.
He's in the media. Like, he works for Fox.
He sucks him off. Alex Rodriguez sucks off the Dodgers.
No. He sucks them off.
He says they're gonna win every year. Okay.
What? All right, we're on the Hall of Fame. So my problem is
Is it A-Rod on next year's ballot?
Ortiz. He's not making it. He is A-Rod not making it. I doubt it.
Is Ortiz on that ballot with A-Rod? No.
Yeah.
Was that wait? Well, anyone hear about that thing about like how like he did like a pyramid scheme for like a hurricane?
I don't know though. He supported Biden and Harris.
Yeah, but let's keep politics out, even though that's what the voters are going off.
I would say
no. That was like the
opposite but okay.
Thing you guys said so that wasn't too.
Cool. I would.
Say oh, you say go, Carson, go.
That, you know. He likes to drag in politics to our game all the time, but I don't want to get stalked by him. So if he does listen to this, so I'm going to not say anything.
All right, so my problem is back to Ortiz. Ortiz is going to get in first ballot.
Bonds will more likely have to rely on the Veterans Committee too. I wouldn't be surprised. Who's doing that? Well, yeah, but the recent things, how they handled like certain scandals in like what the last 10 years, like at this point, it's just really relevant. I get it, you casuals. It's funny to make fun of the Astros for the same joke, but if you're not gonna punish them, so then why is Pete Rose or Barry Bonds not allowed? I mean, am I wrong for saying that? Like, am I?
I'm just saying you got to stay fucking consistent. So they're going to put Ortiz in, but they're not going to put Bonds in.
That doesn't mean we think. That doesn't mean we want him, man.
Bullshit.
If Bonds didn't use steroids, he probably still wouldn't have got in because he was an a-hole to the media. You know, the same people who vote you in. He would have gone in, but not immediately, probably.
He would have, like, his stats before he took.
Yeah, Bonds cheated.
Exactly!
He was good before he cheated, but that doesn't mean...
Well, yeah, but if recently with the Astros cheating thing, like, if they're not going to... If they're not going to punish the Astros for a team-wide gene scandal, then why are you going to punish Bonds? Or not let him in? I don't think he should be in there either, but, like, if they're not going to care about cheating, the league...
It's up to them. It's not up to me.
What?
I thought you said he should be in there.
I mean, yeah, but if the league is not going to care about cheating, then, like, I don't see why not to. What do you mean?
Dumbass thing to say. Because what
okay, fair.
Shouldn't change your opinion on what you think should happen.
No, I'm just asking for consistency. Doesn't mean Bonds
again. Watch, the MLB voters are going to be like the bots in MLB The Show. Like how, what's his name from the Mets? The second baseman?
Cano.
Watch, Cano's going to be a Hall of Famer because they determine the voting process by bots from MLB The Show.
Yadier Molina will probably make it before Russell Martin.
Oh my god. Okay. Did anyone else have any other comments? This is ridiculous. That's what I had to say.
Either. I'm gonna leave.
This is like the second time in 10 years too, isn't it?
When's Bonds last year?
It had been like in 2013 where there's no no one was put in. No one voted.
Wait, so when Jose Altuve comes up on the ballot.
That's the thing, because he's a good player, but then the cheating scandal, which he probably barely had anything to do with. But they don't care. They don't care.
They didn't even launch a thorough investigation.
Well, they cheated in 2017. They cheated. Then the rest is questionable.
Now, a lot of teams, did you find out when Bonds last year was?
So, you're eligible 5 years after the time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, his last year was 2007.
All right. Yeah. So.
About 10 years.
How many years can you be on the ballot?
Yeah. If you get less than 10% on a ballot, you're automatically removed or something like that. But. You have 10 years, you have to get over 75. What? Jesus. What? If you get less than 10%? Well, you have to be in there for a certain amount of years too. So on your third or fourth year, you have less than 10 or 5%. You get removed, I think. This is ridiculous. So, what's gonna happen next year? So, what's your predictions, Aiden? That Ortiz will be first ballot.
I guarantee.
Okay. Okay. Understandable. Okay. Even though he failed a drug test.
Should he be?
He cheated. He has a bill.
Everybody loves Ortiz. Everybody loves
Why don't they just make a cheater's power?
Everybody hates A-Rod. People don't like Bonds.
Everybody I'm guaranteed. Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
No.
What do you guys think they should change about the? I think they should just get it, like rework the whole system, how it works, like do a rework, then get new voters.
Maybe what?
Who are the voters? That's the question. Who are the
riders?
Oh my god, you're serious? I'm not gonna say anything, but you're serious. Oh my god. Yes. Why don't they let players do it? The media people who in the writers were actually athletes, baseball professionally.
Yeah.
Did Rosenthal play baseball, at least like in minor leagues?
No one.
Why don't the players have a say in it? Yeah. They don't need a fan thing because
don't they have a fan?
Because the fan things, even for like All Stars and Pro Bowls, are a joke. So don't. I would say just let the players have a say.
But I feel like players would be biased, like fans would be at the same time. Like, fuck, I hate this person. Like, no, I'm not.
I have something we could like
exactly.
Someone could hate Mike Trout and they won't.
Everyone's.
So is the voting system just like you can't fix it, or like they would have to do like a major rework?
Maybe some riders, some know. I know I don't trust riders.
Fans, I trust players more than the fans and the riders, to be honest.
I mean, I trust myself, but
we should be the new. We should be the voters. We should be the voters, guys. The four of us.
But MLB most of the meme fans, bro, like fucking those meme accounts don't have, like, they don't fucking know.
I'm pretty sure this will be all thought of as soon as you said meme accounts.
He'd vote Alex Rodriguez in.
He thinks the Yankees are underrated.
Oh my god. I have nothing else to say.
Alright, anything else
to say? I have nothing else to say. It's just
what?
It's just ridiculous. It's just politics. It's just politics. Does anyone remember where you could literally sit like next to like a little child predator, but you wouldn't care because you're just watching sports? No, but politics. I wish we could talk about this in another episode. But politics are so injected into sports. You literally can't watch an NBA game without LeBron being like, "Oh yeah, this." Yeah, I'm a shill out for China.
Or scroll through Instagram without.
You're yelling at me for.
I mean,
Cole, here we go.
Everything, everything.
Sports, literally, like everything.
Yeah, when they don't everything have to be. Politics. What you said, I don't like. Okay, you're done. Like, when Emily BLM ACAB him or they or them slash Leo says that it isn't funny, my guy.
All right, so I have a question that
fucking cries.
Oh, okay.
Hey, don't associate that with Leo.
Like, can we pretend well, who gets traded or something right, next done, or something at the end? Okay.
Trevor Bauer to the Mets.
There you go. One.
I guess Trevor Bauer to the Mets.
Trevor Bauer to the White Sox.
Probably going
to
be someone on the Pirates. Since, you know, they're, like, going in full-on tank mode.
Dude, fuck off. On the Pirates. Go ahead, Nate. You can go first.
Like either word.
Fuck.
Trade prediction or sign.
Name off some people that are still remaining. Come on.
Ozuna.
All right. Jock.
Jake McGee.
Yeah. Cruz.
Yeah, he's going to be fucking Twins again. You know, I'm gonna say.
Okay.
I saw John Heyman say
okay,
it's not likely
trade,
that
I think
goes, so that's why I'm saying Bowers.
Why?
If it comes from Heyman or Nightingale, you should probably take it with a grain of salt.
What do you say?
So if it comes from Heyman or Nightingale, you should probably take it with
or
a grain of salt.
Or do the exact opposite of what they say, which is why I'm saying Bowers.
Wait, you're saying the Angels are going to overpay for a player? What?
Well, anyway, let's predict like Axon or Zuma.
At this point, yeah.
I mean, they need to. Fucking abolish the franchise.
Watch you send Mike Trout to the Yankees.
Watch them sign Anibal Sanchez.
What?
Send him the White Sox, please.
Mike Trout to the Yankees and MLB bro be like, what?
The Mets could get Mike Trout, and yet me bro would dig through sabermetrics and try to find ways he's bad. Like, he grounded out the first base. He's bad.
All right, my prediction
can I leave now?
Is James Paxton to the Blue Jays.
If you're wondering for trade, there's what? Like, dude, what, you know,
Chad Bulla? You're the one who's been going on and on, Jaime. Corbin Burns to the White Sox. All right, that has done it with this.
Dude, I even
remember everyone. Remember everyone. People, as you go to sleep, people, the Cubs got fleeced.
We didn't.